Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. Thanks for choosing us again. Tonight's show, as I always say, but it's not tonight. Today's show is about confused. We shall enlighten you soon. I've also got some other topics on using the past couple of weeks, doing some readings and some chats. Call with any interest to contribute to the chat that will be getting the show, then give us a call on Skype, 341-215-821, that's 7215-421. Please check us out, give us a like on the page. You can also contact me by any interesting stuff. If I'm going to read that on the show, on an upcoming show, or any information you'd like to share with us, you can't phone in. And Bill Doyle, that's D-O-L-E, at live.com. So sit back, minds, and enjoy the show.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Things with you.
Hello, everybody. Huge day. Welcome to the Earth Radio Show. Excited to be with you all today. So, it's like Mel's call and current events and reading. So I was kind of in I was in Mel's call. No, seriously though, I was kind of in a like a anything happened over the past few days? Just anything.
I thought you were going to elaborate. I thought you were talking about something.
No.
That's why I was like, yes. What happened? Right.
No, I was telling you, you know me. I'm always,
I thought you were.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. Plenty of news. Just so you know, we'll be talking about Mal's soon. And it's basically just exactly about, you know, you're born in a very deep hole and some mountains, there's some very strange things going on. All right. And that's right. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, Twitter's becoming now these days, you know?
Right.
3D. I mean, there was like a big mass 3D printer, and you could like copy, say, an adjustable spanner or something,
right,
and scan it, and then recreate that person with a working mechanism. Anyway, they're available to buy now. You buy printers, and they've built up layers of plastic. Some of them work in different sport. I mean, you can get some for a few £1,000, maybe even £1,000. And printed out their own plastic gun.
Right, I heard about that.
So it can't be picked up and scanned like that. So, and they're available to download people can print them off themselves. And within a couple of days, you got to 100,000 download. People download. I would, you know, if I had that, but that's cool. I want to make one of these, not so I'm killing spray or something, you know, just because, you know, it's you print these parts out together. It's just something interesting to do, you know. Anyway, let me read this out for you here. It's distributed to all the news sites, which I think was for. So it was a surprise of interest. It's liberated, gone, narrated. Earlier in the week, the company demonstrated her arm being fired, which I haven't seen yet. But even before any more guns come off the DIY printing press, moves are afoot to ban it. California Senator Leland Yee said he wanted a law passed to stop the manufacture of 3D print. A plan to introduce legislation will ensure public can stop the manufacturing of goods that are invisible to metal detectors and easily made without a background check, he said. According to the defense distributor, 100,000 downloads have been in the U.S., followed by Spain, Brazil, Germany, and the U.K. The blueprints have been uploaded to file sharing survey, where it's become the most file in the science 3D printing category. I thought part was done. It took defense distributed months to produce the firearm, which was some separate components produced on an $18 3D print bought from auction site eBay. While downloading the blueprint may not be illegal, any UK citizen made or owns such a handgun could face, according to the UK's Metropolitan Police. To manufacture any type of firearm, the UK be a registered firearms dealer is say, on staff, unless you're an RFD, most defense to make a gun using the blueprint. It may be legal for RFD to manufacture it as long as they have their authorities. So, but it goes on, but you know.
Right.
The only thing that's made out of metal is the firing.
Right.
Or, you know, I can understand the concerns, you know, rumbling around the planes and things. It was metal bullets. I mean, they still have to get the bullet, unless they made bullets. But, you know.
Well, I don't think they can fire it more than once. That's the thing.
Oh, really? You're a really good shot, whatever you're doing.
Right. I could be wrong about this because whenever I got this originally, it's probably been about 2 years. And it may have changed something then. But it was something really only used once that it wasn't any good anymore.
Right. Well, I have to check that up. It is where, like, it's coming into the technology of the future now. It's like, oh, crap, I missed. I'll tell you what, I'll go print off another gun.
I know. Make a print this off of that.
It's a good thing. I mean, people were saying, you know, you can be bought, you know, Joe Public. Obviously, they're not super duper ones. They've been in some places. I saw one on, I think you can see it on YouTube, 3D printers, where they can print out fucking movable complex models, you know, the machine moving. You can move them like a load of cogs and change things. But I mean, how handy would it be? You know, the computer can even print where it thinks that's so called. You know, an architecture, which could be, you know, I don't know what the word is, efficient, or design, and it come up with that itself, and it prints out this model on it. And also, it would just be useful for, you know, so as an astronaut, just stuck in space, and it's like, yeah, just a spanner. I'll print one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just cool. So you're gonna need the stuff, a 3D printer. I don't think that would work. The exception of the princess.
Well, you know, it's something that would be good for, you know, like somebody needed version of something helpful. But, you know, we as human beings, we're going to come up with, you know, a perversion of something, you know. I'll make a whole bunch of these, you know. Just, you know, it's just what we do. It's just, you know, and we have that of thinking.
So that's that.
Yeah. Now, a caller, should we take a call?
Oh, yeah, I think, well, I mean, I've got plenty of subjects to talk about, you know, as households, so,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a talking break, I need to get some water, and then we're going to take the caller from 911, but as I'm, everybody, just sit back, relax, and Broken Earth Radio Show.
C-line, 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 C-
And we are back. I love it. It's from the movie Star. It's a song they played, I believe, in the opening.
That's correct.
Yeah, the man who did that music, and I think maybe there was another song they did with the movie, little girls singing were, I think that was from like what, the 40s?
Yeah, it's names information here next to the
play their complex patty cake, and they, you know, sing.
Well, I think, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, really are cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's...
That lost, you know, music.
Yeah, lost tape.
Go on.
From the guy who does that song Crab Apples. His name is Campbell. I believe it's Burton Campbell. I think that's his that music. Yeah. Crab, we play it sometimes. We're going to play actually. But, yeah. Okay. Now let's take this caller at 919. This is Broken Earth Brain Harris.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I can hear y'all, but y'all are in and out.
We are in and out?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, nice to speak with you, Rebecca. Share with us what's on your mind today.
I recently got a new job. I guess it's almost been a month, and I'm not really enjoying it. And one of the, it's something different, and also, you know, the money is not what I'm used to. And just wondering if you can help me with finding clarity with, you know, what kind of job I'm supposed to do and all of that.
Share with us when you took the job and where, you know, what was on with you at the time? You know, thought, let me try this.
I was laid off from my other job. I had been in that other type of position for 18 years with two different companies, and then it was just the first thing that came up. It was the first offer that I received, and I'm a single woman. You know, I don't have any other income coming in.
Right, and so you don't keep working, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did, okay. You know, I mean, I kind of liked it because it was something different, but I didn't think it was really my thing, although I was excited that it was different, if that makes sense.
Right. No, it makes a lot of sense. But now you're finding that you see yourself going there every day. You can't see yourself doing.
Yeah, it's not really what I want to be doing, and not to mention the money just is not there. You know, I don't feel like I'll be able to pay my bills with it. Although I might if the commission comes in, but I don't know.
Right. Let's look and see what's going to be going on with you over the next little while. There's things that we want to look at this. We want to see, you know, what's the bad thing. Also, you know, what if you just kind of hang your, you know, your line out there to catch time?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't travel much.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry to ask you this question, but I'm in a really fun frame right now for my friends, but there's something that's here in June or August doing here in this space that is about time off, time out, like vacation time. You know, even if it's, you know, just somebody else's vacation. You know what I mean? Something that's going on here during this period. And in this time frame, it looks like this is a really good time for you to start exploring your options. Even though it may sound like maybe an awkward time, you know, it's summer. People, you know, everybody's out. They're doing this and that. But it just kind of is a good time for you in particular, just exploring. And what I'm being told is, like, from today, which is basically from my timeline, or 6 weeks, it just depends. It looks like there's some opportunity that's coming your way. Now,
something what? Something coming my way?
There is something coming now. The thing is, though, from what I'm starting, looks like it's something that could have you doing it mixed work. So it's something that could have you doing, just basically news about people that other people wouldn't know, which is wrecking human riches, that sort of thing. You know, if you even want to get into that, you know what I mean? But there is something coming. And like I said, my timelines are going to be awkward right now. Between the next 6 weeks and 3 months, this is something that's coming your way. And,
can you repeat again what it would be? You said introducing people to other people.
It's something that where you would know other people that other people would necessarily know. Like resource records, some of that. And but the thing is, and this is what's kind of something that's a little bit awkward. You're coming into a cycle of life, which is just basically, you know, a year or so. You really are kind of fighting around in the dark. You've had some things happen. You're really hard, and it's like you're just feeling your way around. What I'm saying basically is that you're kind of doing doesn't surprise you that you're like trying it out, and you're like, I want to do this. You know, it's when you take it better, and it looks like you feel a little bit, you still feel like, I don't want to be stuck doing this. So it's like you're feeling your way around. That's just where you're right now. It's like you're trying to get repositioned, get reacclimated to the new, so to speak. So it just looks like it's something that you're going. So don't get discouraged when you feel like I want to try something different. It's just you're at that where that a lot of people hit. And it's not, there's no method to the madness. You're just there to turn.
Yeah.
Figure out what it is that you wanted. And, you know, some people are fortunate families that have businesses, or some people are forced to know people who can get in into another place. And right now, I really kind of on your own now, and it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. However, just so that you will get to your claim, you will find, you will grab a hold of that in your industry, you're going to be filled.
Okay. Yeah.
But there is something coming, and it's going to be this summer, and you can try to see how you don't like it, hang on to it. See about something else. I know that you don't want to be a job jumper, but you honestly, when you step into a business, you have to feel like you can show you. I can see going up here every day for a while.
Yeah,
you have to feel like it. And the money you make, you have to pack and just be like, okay, it was worth me, you know, braving the trip coming here for this. You know,
see,
you have to really believe in what you're doing.
I would be maybe more patient with what I'm doing right now if I was making enough money, or if I was in a situation where I was married or, you know, had other financial help. I would be probably more comfortable maybe in the situation and like, oh, I can do this for a while. But, you know, it is pushing me out of my comfort zone.
Right.
So, you know, it's hard to know what is wrong with the position. Like, is it the money or is it what I'm doing? It's hard to figure out.
Share your job description.
Well, I was always in the legal field. I was a paralegal for law firms, and now I'm the new business development manager for a court reporting company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's different than anything I've experienced before or done.
You know, I would also say they're not giving you content to release. It sounds like they also kind of writing what you do, and there's times that you maybe wonder what am I doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you come back and, you know, kind of on one side, you know, write down what it is that you feel like you'd be accomplishing. And then kind of, you know, this is pretty deep because I can see where this is that it could actually take you to places, really some huge, huge place, if you write it right.
To what?
If it's correctly. If you correctly, it's like a job that you could take all over the place, that you could do huge things with. We just need you to get oriented on what it really trying to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm something that the job description, it hits in an air of, okay, this want you to do. It doesn't sound like they've told you really what to do at all. So,
yes.
You know, I am that was basically the sales, you know, at the store. She would, you know, soy milk into the little cup and let people taste it and handed out the coupon. She took that job to a whole different level. She is, you know, searching for natural books that needed to be shown. I mean, she was basically her check because, you know, whenever people had the products and they would use the coupons, you know, was paying her. Not only was the company she was working for, maybe they were paying her, but these other paying her to promote theirs. So she was making, being a sample girl, there's a better title than that, but that's basically what it is. And so this thing is where you could be doing some huge, huge, huge things if somebody would really guide you with the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But like I said, just, you know, around for something else. But I don't want you to make it your job something else. Feel around. Because I tell you, if you're in this job, the cycle to go into matches what you need. Because it says that you're feeling your way around. You're going through a spot out, moving apart, and trying to find the luggage, trying to make sure you're not banging on something. It's just it's called the moon, and so you're trying to figure what's deep and what's shallow, what's bad, what's right, and what's wrong. And so this is your job. If you stay. It's completely, if you wanted to just stay there and manifest within that position, when you get to your cycle number, you've hit success. So even if you stay in it, your success cycle, that's fate. Fate just happens no matter what. That's manifest. So remember, job doesn't have to fail. It just sounds like, you know, the training was brief, the training wasn't that much. If anything, they're kind of giving broad description of what they want you to do, but telling you they're not really, really in deep because they may not know what you need there. They need somebody
yeah.
who is independent and creative and knows how to make it.
It's kind of a chaotic right now.
Right. Oh, it's chaotic right now, dear. I know it is. If this job is here for you, you can bigger. You can, bring in the new business and get your bonuses. If it's something that you feel like all this stuff, I just want to be able to leave it there and make my money. And it's all, and, you know, there's something that will be coming up.
Okay.
We want to make this bigger than we're just, you know, what it really can. You know, it's good to do.
Okay.
So think about it, and like I said, write down what it is that you'd like to accomplish. Sometimes I start from the bottom of the list. We have to see where I want it, and then work our way forward so that you'll see exactly what it is that you have to do, and then see what you can do with this. I just see you as somebody who's so crazy intelligent. You know, it might frustrate you to walk away from the puzzle.
Yeah.
I have to make a living. I know where you are. I really do
yeah.
understand where you are.
You do. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
well
I really need to do that because I've never sat down and wrote out everything of what I want and how I'm going to accomplish it and all of that. So.
Yeah.
That'll be
and
helpful.
Just saying that because, you know, this is something, is an opportunity, and you're, and I really do get it because, you know, they're giving you a book and says, okay, now do nobody, you know what I mean? And it's something that over time, I can see it becoming something frightening because it's kind of like when George kept showing up and Pinsky file. He wasn't
yeah.
with the Pinsky file, and he was like, oh, they're going to know. No one was telling him what to do with the Pinsky file. I mean, so you're sitting here looking at all these Pinsky files, like, why do they want me to and they're not even paying me enough to even chat about this. And but if you realize that you can get more if you can figure out how to do the style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. So just think about it, write this down. Let me know how you're doing, you know, and
thank
just
you.
And it, you know, when you find if you don't want to do it anymore, you know, total respect, but still something that I can see you going leagues and leagues, and, you know, just really, really far.
Okay. Well, thank you. I will keep you updated.
All right. Thanks for listening, okay?
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Okay, dear. You stretching?
Yeah, I'm just a bit... It's sore because, you know, it's a long summer. It's been just over a week since the start of my exercise program.
Mm-hmm.
Naked a bit. That's all. Just did some domestic aerobics on Sunday. That was, it was good, though. It was good
workout. It's a great workout, but every time
making fun of me,
doing it. You better be doing it. Better not.
No,
okay.
Exercise.
Mouth hole. Exercise, mouth hole, about it.
Mouth hole. It's been described as a genetic anomaly. Something paranormal, but it's about waters are used to be. So my power is going to
like Washington
State. And there was this house land. Was 9 feet. 9 feet wide. And around it. Which was 3.5 feet high, and down into the hole. I don't think it's gone down to the gate. I made some notes.
The stone
went down for about 50 feet down into the hole. What?
I think it was 15 miles.
No. Now you get ahead of yourself. You have stone wall.
Oh, the wall.
No, you ruined the whole thing. Let's move on to something else.
Be quiet.
Yeah, the stone wall. No, he's right. You can jump, but, you know. Because you probably know as much as I do. But, so the stone, that's what we're the elevation of it. The stone wall is about 3 foot high. But it went down into the hole where you can see along the edges for about 15 feet. There's prophecy for about 5 and the art bell should occur, say, in about 1997. Talking about being like, oh, it's a time ago now. But, he actually puts a down at some point, just for health and safety reasons, when anybody falls in this hole. And people are throwing all kinds of rubbish in there. Just, you know, didn't think so. They couldn't see some miles how far I went. So people would like to throw, I think, through a refrigerator in there.
Yeah.
And they also threw television down there. So we could have a listen to Prince Smash and never heard. There was never any echoes. It didn't echo either. Dogs wouldn't go. They seemed to be afraid of it.
Tell about the paranormal properties.
Well, I was... Why are you jumping ahead?
I'm not.
You are. I'm telling the information about the whole thing. Just... I want people to get an idea of what the whole thing, the people are going to be like, what are they confused about? I haven't told the information they need to know about the whole thing. I'm actually excited to talk about it. Check it out when I need to.
I'm here.
No, I
could if you want me to.
Yeah, I was just...
No, I want to hear you say.
Okay, wait for a minute. Just while I read this out.
Okay.
I just want people to get the dimensions of it. The paranormal stuff, just people will be like, well, what about that? You know what I mean? Okay. They make his paranormal dogs wouldn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no echo.
Mm-hmm.
He had a friend, I think, went shark fishing, and he got some fishing off, and I think it was about 20 pounds resistance or something, I think. Anyway, I'll cut a long story short, just skip along. He went down something line with lifesavers on the end, which is some sort of candy to see if they dissolve water down there, and dissolve, which it wasn't a well, and but I think he reeled down about 15 miles worth of fishing line. He put out a triangular weight, and he believes he's still on it. Now, shut down. There was somebody in the guy, and he threw the remains of his dog in there. His dog, after, saw what it really was the same dog. I don't know how long it was, or something, or how long it was, sure, but he swears it was the dog. His dog had died, and he put it on himself. that parallel universe that are usual. So, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that too, that, you know, a long time people were saying that you could, you know, put animals in there and they would come back. So, that was something that people were saying years. That threw his dead dog in there. He said the dog came back, but it looked the same, but it was just they wouldn't respond to him. Yeah.
I listened to all these before, two or three lots, which I listened to. They're like, I mean, the whole lot would have been 6 hours long, and I've not had the time to do it all. Sure, I, but I couldn't do it. I just didn't have time when they were working full time. I remember a key point to it. Now, one of the things, I found a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a lucky Miami's envelope? It's a coin or something? Is that right?
So,
one of the bloke gave.
No, yeah, I think so. It was like the 1905. Was it a 1945?
I was mentioning the envelope. I was trying to
find that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very precise. Excuse me. That's what I mean. Make sure I've got my facts correct. There was a dime in 1943. There was no dimes in 1943 with rose base on them. Further, the American coin is marked with a letter that indicates the city which was minted is marked with a B. Even city which was ever minted, US currency is ever big to B. So that's weird. I mean, it kind of indicates some sort of this whole, some sort of creating some sort of universe, maybe? An alternate universe?
Maybe.
So, what else was there?
Hmm?
What? I said you'll have to refresh my memory or something to it more recently.
Well, the guy
property before we talk about the Indian
basically, you know, just some facts about it. Can I share the things that are
yeah
about it? Okay. Well, basically,
this is about the property, yeah.
This is the property, the one on his property.
Yeah, because I don't want to jump ahead to the other one.
I'm not going to jump it. Basically, but, you know, he wouldn't know where his home was, that it was near Ellensburg, Washington. And he said that he lived near Manassash Ridge. And but one of the things that was missing is that when research, they didn't find anybody with his or even his last area or had who had been in Texas. So, and he had to give information stating he didn't want people around there and making tracks there. He also ended up leasing government.
Sorry, do you want me to elaborate a little bit on what happened there with that?
Yeah.
One second. Information somewhere. Where is it? I'm sorry. Because I know they were leasing. Broadcast. Yeah, well, I think it was the broadcast, original broadcast on the Coast show. Alberton, Tootsie, those blocks by Union People, claiming there was a plane. Mal could not enter his property for the time being. He didn't see any smoke or any other evidence of the crash being there. And warned that a drug lab could be found in the vertical if he didn't turn around.
Huh.
Mal threatened to go to the press and to pay off the property for $200,000 a month, which he accepted. It sounded like, obviously, somebody got this and seized his property and went back on it and were trying to threaten him, so, you know.
Right. Oh, in the chat room, somebody's saying they can't hear us breaking up badly. Just so you'll know. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and we can do it, except just keep talking.
Well, if it's that bad at this point, you know, if it's worth carrying on the show.
Right. Did you want to take it and then we can kind of listen to what's going on and then see what you want, see what you think?
I can't listen. I'm here. It won't let me play the show.
Won't let you play the show? Okay,
no,
all right.
You'll have to listen.
Okay, all right. And we're gonna play a song and see how this and if it sounds really, really good. You know, post, because we don't want, you know, to be a bunch of crap. Be right back.
Yeah.
Happy home, baby.
job. Okay, welcome back. I'm just going to do a test for a moment. Some sound problems. Pretty bad. Map show. But we are talking about now. And if that isn't, we might have to continue talking more. Strange. All his land. We were just saying it's just been taken over by some uniformed people. And they've offered him $250,000 out of the property, which about accepting can be excused for the plane and the crash site, which you couldn't see any evidence of. Or he just be excused to seize his property. And and I think after that, South Australia. Let me just check, see if I'm doing. Can you give me an indication that it's working all right?
Okay. It sounds really bad. It really does sound pretty bad. The music sounds fine. Yeah. Yeah. That's why that problem today.
Right, well, my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.